You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, guys? Kelstrahl's Megan Murray here, and you are listening to Girls Talking Boys in partnership with SB Nation. As always,
happy Friday. It's another scorcher here in Texas, and we have things to talk about.
Yeehaw! It is indeed. But don't worry, everyone, because young Megan Murray has a brilliant plan for us this weekend. Very excited.
Oh, yeah. It's first time, long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we are going to go float the river.
We are indeed. And
I was very determined to make it happen. Yes. And then I was just like, we haven't done this in so long.
Yes.
We need to get out of town. We need to be in a body of water.
Correct.
What better than the river?
Drinking beverages.
Yes.
But one thing we haven't quite figured out yet is, and obviously we respect the rules, but there's a no can rule. So we're having to try and figure out how to survive said float trip with no cans, but cold beverages.
It's going to be Bucky's jugs, I think, is like the answer.
That feels right.
Yeah. Bucky's is the answer for everything, honestly.
Bucky's is the answer for everything. And also, I'm just trying to figure out too, like, I mean, I guess Ashley's not going because we would have to talk about Jello shots.
She'll be in Italy.
Oh, casual. Casual. But like Jello shots are not allowed because, again, like people like to litter and ruin things for the rest of us.
You know, okay. So I will say, like, from personal experience, we used to go on float trips very often when I was in college. And like people did like do that. They would take the Jello shots and just like chuck it over their shoulder. I watched it happen many times.
Worst.
I know, it's disgusting. So like I get it. It makes total sense. We'll find a way, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm just excited to be in a body of water and relaxing.
Me too. I 100% wholeheartedly agree. I'm thrilled about it. And
every time I walk outside, like I sweat so much.
A part of me dies inside.
Yeah. Okay. So there was a meme the other day that was like, hot take, summer's the worst month. Or not month, worst season.
Didn't Dave post that?
I sent it, but yes. He reposted it. And it's correct.
It is. And I actually totally agree with you. It's like we've been conditioned to appreciate summer because of grade school where you have the summer off. So you celebrate. When in reality, we probably should have flipped it and had the spring off. So we'd actually enjoy our lives.
Like the French people.
Is that what they do?
I think so.
The Europeans
I could be making that up as always. But
it's okay.
I'm pretty sure I know they have like a really nice like break in the spring.
Yeah, that feels appropriate. I mean, Europeans are good about better than us with a lot of things.
They're good at vacationing, and I respect that. Holiday. More than most things.
I agree. I totally agree.
But like, you know who doesn't have to practice outside these days?
Oh!
I got him.
That was good. So Megan is alluding to the fact that the Cowboys had OTAs this week, and there's several developments around that. Obviously, Dak, Dalton Schultz, which one would you prefer to start with? What's going to feed your fancy the most?
That sounds dirty, but
it does sound dirty.
I'm going to go with Dak.
Okay.
The lean, mean Dak machine.
Yeah. So I actually was doing a little reading of an article you sent me, John Machota, our guy from The Athletic. And please forgive us, just as an aside, my puppy Murphy is just totally deciding if he wants to wreak havoc or be a good boy and take a nap. So TBD on if you guys hear any
Murphy noises.
Yeah. Background puppy noises. So our friend John Machado wrote an article about Dak Prescott, and he's, you know, he says he's in the best shape of his life. He's leaned out. He lost, quote, the baby fat, which, Dak, teach me your ways. Like, I need it. I can't decide though. Like, I feel like if I was him and I had that much money, I would just, I'll be honest with you, I'll just pay to have it done versus like physically working on it.
I know that like, that's not going to really help him like in his career. So, you know, there's that, maybe, you know, when he's retired and he like has a beer gut, then he'll like take care of it. But like, in this case, it really does behoove him to work that out.
Yeah. I actually, it's funny, super sidebar before we dive in more, like quarterbacks are notoriously not in the best of shape compared to like their other counterparts. Like
Ben Roethlisberger.
Correct. Right. So like we know like the guys just sit back there and eat Cheerios while the rest of the team does the work. Right.
Yeah.
And so I was friends with the team nutritionist who back at Via Ranch, and it was funny because I remember like talking to her one day, and it was when Kyle Orton was around. She's like, God, these quarterbacks, like they are just her and like Orton and Romo. She's like, they literally, when we check in, they just are, they're not really the fittest of the bunch.
Are they eating like immediately?
I don't know that, but I do know that I used to go do cryo out in Valley Ranch, and one of the people at the front desk was kind of being gossipy because she knew I worked for the Cowboys. Yeah. And she was like, oh, you just missed Tony Romo. He was in here getting his fat zapped. So apparently like Tony was trying to do the cheap and easy way.
Honestly, that kind of fits for Tones.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll never judge a man for wanting to eat like bowls of pasta though. So
correct. Yeah. Like do what you gotta do. Yeah. It's all just, you know, everyone has their own way.
Wait, wasn't one of Dak's things like eating spaghetti with ketchup?
Or with ranch.
Ranch.
Yes.
Even at now. No, ketchup would be worse.
I feel like spaghetti with ranch is probably not a part of his pregame routine these days.
Yeah, likely not.
Yeah, but that was exactly thing. Wait, words are hard. That was something that he said. He actually told me that was an activation that I did for AT&T.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it lives on.
It lives on.
I just think it's funny because like, obviously we've had multiple guys like have this kind of be the storyline of their offseason.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I'm living for like CD, like apparently grew an inch or something.
Yeah.
But like he's still super lean really and like, I know, right? And like Neville Gallimore. And like, there's a lot of guys that are just like getting in the best shape of their lives. I feel like he was like, well, if you're going to do it, like,
I have to.
Yeah.
I'm the leader of this pack. Yeah. No, I agree. And like, I think that, you know, if you think back, you had 2020, obviously, with his horrible injury. And then 2021, he started out with that shoulder injury and missed a little bit of training camp. It's like, I just feel like
it's just like kind of a recovery year. Like,
yeah,
I feel like he's got his confidence back.
I do too. And I feel like it's like, this is just another, it's a really good place to be. Like, you want your quarterback and your team to obviously be the healthiest and the best they are as possible right now. So like, I think it's a good sign. I do though wonder like, the other storyline like around him too is like, if he's in really good shape, like then they're going to want him to be more of a mobile quarterback. But humor me for a second, because I feel like I was doing some looking into this, and there was a lot of talk about, you know, him it just adding an additional dynamic to this offense, which I think is important when you are, you know, at least to have that option, because think about it, like, people that when Russell Wilson, what he at least used to be, and like now, like the Kyler Murrays of the world, who can be a threat on the ground as much as they are like in the air. You want that in a quarterback. But then I also feel like too, like we always used to talk about how, like when Dak first came into the league, he might've been trying to put the team on his back too much and like force it. And in, you know, you want that pocket presence, and that comes like as a mature quarterback. And so I'm kind of wondering like your take on, are you like putting a lot of like emphasis on this run game? Yeah. Did you guys hear that? Hopefully you did. That was my neck. Actually, that could have been like a TikTok crack. Are you putting a lot of like hope and emphasis on this aspect of his game? Or are you like, yeah, it's great, but like, I still need you to just be like the quarterback in the pocket, who's, you know, the vet running the game.
I think that, I mean, there can be a happy medium of both. I feel like when he was first starting out, like his first few years, he was really like mobile and running around all the place. And like, everyone was getting like really nervous.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, every time.
Because we still have PTSD from watching like Tony try to like scramble and then just get his like collarbone broken in half.
And then like everyone was like, calm down. Like he's a young guy. Yeah. Like he's built for this, whatever. And I do agree that he is, but it's just like kind of that puts that fear back in you after, you know, we had such a horrific injury and like, you know, him being a little, I'm not saying he's fragile by any means,
right?
But it just like, you know, kind of makes you worried when you hear, oh, we're going to have him be a mobile quarterback.
Yeah. I'm with you. And like, that's how he got hurt in 2020 anyways.
Yeah.
And like, I feel a little uneasy. I'm not going to lie.
Wait, do you think like it just is giving a little bit like we're not super confident in our O-line vibes?
Yeah. I actually, now that you mention it, I actually would agree with that because they're like trying to distract from the fact that they can't let Dak be in the pocket for long because it's physically impossible because our O-line isn't where it needs to be. So they're like, well, you better run for it, buddy. Like, figure it out. Like, you know, when in doubt, like just, you know, run for the hills. So pretty you much. Don't get killed.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't think of it that way. And now I'm going from like a little uneasy to like, I hate it.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be, you know, we're going to obviously pay attention to it in training camp. And, you know, when we're getting into the like first couple games of the season, we'll really see, you know, what this O-line is made of. You know, obviously it's taken a step back and it's a little less experienced than it once was. But I mean, I think it's kind of like prepare for the worst when they're saying like be a mobile quarterback. That's what I'm like gleaning off of it. And I am obviously like super sensitive to like the O-line issue since I was like very against, you know, getting rid of Lyle and like the shifting around that they were doing.
Right.
So it's just something that's like obviously in the back of my head. I'm obviously not the GM and or a coach. So, you know, hey, it could work out for the best.
Right.
But yeah, that's kind of where my head goes when I hear that.
I actually, I'm sitting here like spiraling on that comment. I'll be 100% honest with you because I think I agree with your mindset. And it's like this creative way of packaging up an SOS message.
They love to do that.
They really do.
They're like, we love our guys. Like we really wanted Dorrance Armstrong and,
and you're like,
instead of Randy Gregory. Like he's the next Randy Gregory. And I'm like, stop saying stuff.
You're like, is he though? Cause I don't think so.
Like, I hope he is, but like, you haven't seen enough to like say that.
No, 100%.
So when they package me stuff like that, I just like always have an air of caution.
Yeah. I actually 100% agree with that. I mean, again, like I think that Mike McCarthy also too, is one of those coaches that, as you've seen, doesn't like to show his full hand. And like we talked a lot in previous.
Can we just like for a minute, remember the scrimmage game that was on TV?
It's my favorite thing. It's one of my favorite McCarthy's.
Just gonna hold that to the vest and then get demolished.
He's right? Like, you don't, I will not tell you what number or name these guys are. And it's like, then what are we doing here?
And how'd that work out for them, Bob?
It was really phenomenal. Thanks for asking. Really, really well. Meow. In parentheses. Yeah, no, I feel like this is just another way of him kind of saying, hey, we're addressing this flat offense, adding another dynamic to it.
Yeah.
Don't worry, guys. We lost Amari Cooper. You know, Michael Gallup's not going to be ready to start. And Dalton Schultz, you know, was a little bit of a wild card there for like a hot second. I mean, he's back now. We'll talk about that in a minute. But like, they're like, and our O-line is, you know, let's not even talk about, but our quarterback can run. Guys, don't worry. His ankles are thick and he can run.
Real
like,
thick.
Thick ankled Dak. Like if we're at a point where we're relying on our quarterback to run for us to be successful, we have bigger issues on our hands.
I mean, obviously I agree with you 100%. And it just kind of makes me laugh. You could do this like with every comment. You could probably pick every single thing apart, which I do. But like the whole like, Tony Pollard will have like a bigger role this year too. And I'm like, sure, Jan, Like, okay.
Can't wait for that tricky little jet sweep that you guys were like,
love to do.
You know, like literally is like, we've heard this before. Like, yeah. It's literally like deja vu where they were like, oh, we're going to use Tony Pollard differently this year. It's going to be really cool and exciting. I'm like, no, you're not.
I think I've seen this film before and I did not like the ending.
And yet I keep buying a ticket and I'm sitting front row. And yeah, I'm going to get some popcorn. And I'm probably going to get, I might go into one of those theaters that has like the really nice cushy seats and like have a little beverage, you know, while I'm watching this disaster unfold.
Oh yeah. The ones with like, you can like put your feet up.
Yeah.
They recline.
Is that the Look Theaters or is that the Alamo Draft House?
I'm used to Cinépolis.
Oh, what is that?
It's over in Victory Park.
Oh, see, I don't go to movies.
But Alamo Draft House, at least the one like close to us does not have that, but you know, they were just fine.
Yeah. So anyways, I actually appreciate you saying that and disturbing me even further than I already was.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. I am full blown like disaster mode planning right now, like hiding in my bunker, thinking about the inevitable future. Wow. That's really sad. Hopefully that's not what it means, but like, I also can't help but be a little pessimistic when you talk about this team.
Yeah, I mean, like, when you say stuff like that, like, I just know a little better than to, like, take something at face value.
Yeah.
You know?
It's actually kind of funny, speaking of, like, disaster planning, I was up at the Star today, and there was, like, some, you know, person, like, in, like, a pseudo kind of marketing meeting, and without, like, giving many details away, like, someone in the meeting, like, threw some idea out, like, oh, like see you, you know, at the Super Bowl, basically. And there, and we were like, nope, do that. Like read the room. Like do not put that out into the interwebs. Like you will get destroyed.
This might be the first year I don't say that.
Yeah. Like that, like people say that already enough as it is.
Yeah. Like we get it every year. And I'm definitely one of those people. Like, I'm like, I'm just having fun.
Yeah.
But now after last year, they broke my spirit a little, so I won't be doing that.
Could you imagine if the team posted something like that? Like, oh, how much they would just get, like, taken? It would
be like they would have to hire a new social team because they would just be...
The ratio would be absurd.
Yeah.
It would be absurd. Stephen A. Smith... Like literally, like they would have a field... Manny Acho
even though,
would have
like,
a field
he's day. Welcome for that check because there's no way he did that...
Correct.
Schedule release for free.
No way he did that for free. Someone else who's not doing things for free. Hey.
Hey.
Dalton Schultz. So we are big Dalton Schultz fans in this house.
I mean, he won me my fantasy football championship.
That is incredible. Congrats to you on that.
I know. Thank you.
And I, you know, it's franchised, tagged. He $11 million a year. If they don't sign a deal.
Ain't half bad.
Not too shabby, you know, like I don't hate it. They're just really good people in general. So like, just putting that out there, like I'm going to be biased and I don't care because, you know, he's a good player and he's done good things for us. And I also like his family. So the end. So I want good things for them, but I just, you know, he held out of mini camp, which he couldn't get fined because of the fact that it's not mandatory. And you know, or wait, I'm sorry. Mini camp. I said, he held out OTAs and now it's minicamp. Wow, gosh, Kelsey.
Honestly, I didn't even think twice when you said that.
Yeah, no, I reversed that earlier. Sorry, guys. Editing the podcast now, I'm not editing it. I just messed up.
Just know what she meant.
Just know what I meant and mean what I say. So he missed out on OTAs, optional training activities, trying to, you know, get that long-term deal. Listen, if you're looking at it from his perspective, like, I get it. Like it's tough to be in a position where you could be here for another year. And then just like, you know, if you think about it, like the Cowboys could use you and abuse you and just be like, thanks so much for the one more year. Like, peace out. Good luck. Go find someone else. And, you know, I think for any player, like they want like stability, they want longevity.
Yeah.
And I think that he feels, I haven't talked to them, but like, if you're looking at like what he brought to the team last year, he's really stepped up in the last two seasons and has
been an
incredible part of this offense. Yeah. Whether or not you believe he deserves to get paid or not, you cannot deny the fact that he has been a massive contributor.
Right.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
So I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting predicament to be in. I actually haven't asked you this. Are you in favor of them giving it? Like, I won't even, just to like remove the emotions from it, because I know we both like him, like, in favor of giving a player like that a long-term deal based on like position, contribution, and like the way of the world right now and where the team is?
That's a really good question. I mean, the Cowboys have, you know, obviously invested in that position before, but, you know, it was with someone that was with us for a bit longer. So
yeah.
Then I feel like he gets that put on him too. It's like, well, is he a Witten? And it's like, that's a little soon, buds.
Yeah.
But I mean, so that's kind of what that money demands.
Yeah. And like, I think the thing too, is that people look at him and they go, well, he's more of a receiver, and he is, but I would also argue like, that's the nature of how tight ends are right now. Like you want Dalton to be a better blocker. Sure. Okay. Everyone wants a more complete, you know, back, yeah. a more complete player. Like, obviously you can't find George Kittles and Travis Kelce's everywhere, right, or else they wouldn't be as famous as they are for being so dang good.
Yeah.
So I look at him and I'm like, you were basically, I mean, you were the number two guy on our receiving corps, essentially.
Yep.
Or you are going to be this year for sure. Because I mean, Michael Gallup, again, I don't have a ton of confidence he'll be back for the first, you know, bit of the season.
Yeah.
And then you've got Tolbert and Washington, and, you know, I haven't heard anything remotely like exciting about Washington. So this feels to me like, if you don't lock him down for a long-term deal, you absolutely have to address this position, yeah, in a big way in the very near future.
And the guys that we have, you know, slated behind him are not going to cut it.
No.
So,
and I'm getting like out of respect, but like, no.
No. Yeah. I mean, and they like, it's one of those things where it's like, are you going to regret not locking him down now, right, when at the end of the year, if he, and then, and that's like a, it's, you have to have a crystal ball,
right?
Because you don't know, like, is he gonna have another like knockout year like that,
right?
And is he gonna be even better,
right?
Or, you know, can you find him you know, in the draft, or, you know,
yeah,
around like, who's, you know, contract's gonna be up.
I just think one of the arguments that I hate in these types of like conversations is people being like, well, I don't think he's worth, you know, that kind of money.
Y'all said that about Dak.
You did. And like, okay.
Would have been a steal.
Here's my whole thing with that. Again, like, we are not operating in a world where we're writing a personal check to these players.
Right.
And it's not about, like, it's irrelevant. It is quite, it's, I mean, obviously, again, like, salary cap, that matters. But
yeah,
like,
you have to play the game.
You do have to play the game in that capacity. But it's like, I feel like instead of looking at the number that you're paying him, it's about looking at like it's weighing your options more so. Like, is it worth it to you to lock down your number two receiver and give them a deal and, you know, have that part of your offense figured out when you have so many other areas that matter? Like, who's going to be better than Dalton Schultz, who's available to you right now?
None people.
And it doesn't matter, like, if it's X amount of dollars, because that's, it's just how the market works.
Yeah.
The market is at X dollar amount, and it's not whether you think he's worth X dollar amount. It's whether you don't want to lose him as a component of your team.
Yeah. At market rate.
Or you prefer to pay someone else.
Hey,
but who is the someone
else?
Inflation
is real.
Inflation is real. Oh my goodness. I went to happy hour last night. And it was $120 and I had two drinks.
Excuse me?
It was not a happy hour for me.
What drinks did you have? Did they have like a balloon?
They were gold encrusted.
Apparently.
They made me a prettier person.
I mean, you were already pretty.
Did you like that? Fishing for compliments? Yeah. Thanks.
I was like, I could go one of two ways.
Thanks for finding that. But I get so tired of
the Kelsey's argument. Given you guys this lecture before.
It
wasn't actually about Dax.
And I'll be honest, I'm pretty sure like most of you understand that concept. Yeah, and that's not me like talking down anyway. Just like, it's like, that is not the conversation to have. Like, it is literally, it's not a conversation about like, if he's worth X amount. It is,
do you want your tight end at market rate?
Correct. It's a yes or no question. It really is.
Yeah.
Like, it really is. And so, and if the answer is no, then like, what's your solve otherwise? And what's your plan? And that's fine. Like, if you decide to go that way, but like, you got to have a plan. And like,
cause you love to not have one, Steven.
Correct. You know, it's like, what are they going to do? Spend the money in free agency? No, you're not.
Lies.
We know you don't spend money in free agency.
I've been sold that bag of goods before.
Correct. Like, don't tell us things like that. We know you ain't going to do anything in free agency. We know. So why don't you just go ahead and pay the player that's like grit?
If you quote unquote like your guys, I mean.
Then like them and show it. Prove it.
Prove it to me.
Prove it.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. I mean, at the very least, like, you know, Dak knew this was going to happen. Yeah. So like, and I know like they're buddies. So like, he's not worried about it. Like,
yeah. He was like, I've been through this too. Like, no one's taking this personally that he's like not showing up to OTAs.
Yeah.
I wonder what that means. I mean, obviously it means that he doesn't want to get fined, but I wonder if that has any, him coming to minicamp has any bearing on how the negotiations are going.
Yeah. I'd be curious to know that, to be honest with you.
I'm sure he'll talk at some point.
Yeah. I'm sure he will too, but yeah, I mean, it's definitely interesting. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully like I saw the Cowboys attorney on the phone today. Hopefully he was talking to his agent and
there just, you go.
Being like, I'll send you the paper. I'm 100% kidding. I have no idea what was happening. And I have no
Kelsey
idea.
Kelsey starts a rumor. It flashes across the headlines.
Literally. It's like they take that clip and they're like, Cowboys lawyer on the phone. yeah. So I just, to me, like, it's, I would also say too, like, one thing that I did notice about all of this too, is the part about, you know, and I know Dak is like, what, 7 years into this? Holy cow, that's weird to say.
Yeah.
How he like knew it was coming and like Dalton wasn't going to be there. I just really do believe he's a different type of leader. I was talking to Derek today. I had lunch with him. What did he say? We're talking about leadership and managing styles.
Derek Eagleton.
Yeah, Derek Eagleton.
Those of you wondering whom Derek is.
Yes, sorry. I was up at the Star and like, Derek's one of my mentors, and I was asking him advice about managing people, and he was like, I lead with a people first mentality. And it feels like that's how Dak leads too, where he has these like deep relationships with the guys on his team. And he's like, listen, like, this is a business and I understand that.
Yeah.
And like, he and I are good. So like, y'all don't need to worry about it.
Yeah.
My dog looks really cute right now.
His tongue is sticky.
Like, are you serious? He's going full derp right now.
Yeah, I'll get it for you.
Okay, great.
but yeah, I mean, speaking of things splashing across the headlines today,
mm-hmm.
Eric Johnson, the mayor of Dallas,
this is good.
Made a, not really a bid, obviously, but like a suggestion, a plea.
Yeah.
A made his plight be known.
Yes.
I don't know. But he said, why don't the Chargers come to Dallas? Kind of like how LA has the Chargers and the Rams, and you know, that's going so well.
Yeah. It's going great.
Yeah. And then Jerry got mad.
Eric, what are you doing? Let me just say this. Jerry Jones will literally never let that happen. Even when he's not even here anymore, he will come back and haunt your ass.
Like, he's, you're coming up for election, my guy. I wouldn't poke the bear.
I'm straight up. That man's going to be like, oh, do you want to try me?
Now, the funny part is it's more like, more so like, think of what could have been, because if Eric Johnson had been our mayor back when, you know, Jerry was looking to build a stadium somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Then they would be in South Dallas.
I will say.
And it would take me 10 minutes to get there.
It is. I driving, you know, 40 minutes to and from the Star today. I was like, this drive is not ideal. It's just not.
Yeah.
Like, we can't all have helicopters.
No, I wish we could.
I wish so too. And I just feel like it would have been way cooler if maybe, I don't know where would it have been?
Like Fair Park area, I believe.
So down for that.
Yeah.
So down for that.
Like, I know the Cotton Bowl is like historical and all.
Yeah.
But I mean, what if you had the Cotton Bowl and then, I don't know.
It could be like the Rangers ballpark where you just have them both.
It gets into a lot of gentrification issues, which I won't go into, but I mean, they did it in Arlington, so it's just kind of is what it is. But
yeah,
hey, could have been in South Dallas.
Yeah, I just think it's funny. Like, Jerry Jones would never let a team come even close to him.
Oh no!
Like, if you like, I remember someone stuck
San Antonio.
Literally that. No. Yeah, I was like, nope, it's not happening. And there's also like the DMAs, the market area for these teams is like 250 miles, and then you have to get like special permissions to be able to allow another team to market within your market area, which requires approval from the team who you'd be intruding on their market area. And let me tell you who would not approve that.
Jerry Jones.
Correct. So that's a null point. Moot point is what I was looking for.
I was just like, I don't know why you want to pick a fight with Jerry today.
I don't either. And it's almost like, it just feels like that's such a, it just feels like a storyline that is like.
It does. He didn't have to tweet it though. So that's kind of his own damn fault. But
yeah, seriously. Like, what are you doing?
It's like, today, on the day that he should be celebrating, you know, the World Cup bid, he's getting into mincing words with young Mayor Eric Johnson.
Yikes. But you know what? I did think that is cool, though, like that you know, Dallas will be a host for the World Cup 2026.
I'm hyped.
Dude, that's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for that. 2026.
It's going to bring like so much money to the Metroplex and like that. That's just, I mean, we could all benefit from that right now. I'll tell you that much.
No kidding. Honestly, though,
I know that's 4 years away, but still.
It's pretty unique, though, to live in a city like Dallas. Like, people ask me, I mean, as you know, and you and I both have these conversations, I think, pretty regularly. I love Austin. Like, I would love to, in another life, or at least like split my time between Dallas and Austin. Austin to me would be perfect if it had all the major sports teams. But like, the cool thing about Dallas is that it does have all the major sports teams. It has the infrastructure. It has all of the different sports. It has everything that you would ever want.
You can go hiking. I know people like to, you know, say that you can't, but you can.
You can. Like, it literally has it all. And like, being the...
We are a food and bev city, but we have a lot of other things.
We are a dynamic city. But it's just like, there, you can find it if you want it. And like, this is just another way of like proving that this city can't sustain it.
Truly like what you make it. And I mean, you think Jerry wasn't going to like make the strongest pitch of his lifetime for that? Like, come on.
He's like, four, how many millions? Done.
Yeah. You got it.
Done and done. Like,
I think the shocker one was like Kansas City getting it too.
That is interesting. As people, again, look at us. We both are very Kansas City people. Kansas City. That is interesting. Where are they going to, is it Arrowhead or the, it's Arrowhead? Or are they going to do Royals or what are they thinking? Or, oh no, they have a soccer park there.
It's not big enough. It would probably be Arrowhead, honestly.
Yeah.
But they are like, they literally started to run, they're making a new airport because they like.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's almost done.
What?
Yeah.
When was I in Kids? We were Kids City in the fall. I don't remember this.
Well, one of my friends works for a travel, I don't want to call it a travel agency. That doesn't sound right. Travel marketing, city market, I don't know. MMG.
Parks and Rec?
She basically, one of her accounts is Visit Kansas City. So like she's been like telling me all the stuff that they've been doing to like try to get this bid approved. And like, you know, I mean, I don't know if they'll move Kauffman or not, but that's definitely what was the thing that was like on the table.
What?
Yeah. They're going to move it like closer to downtown or like basically in downtown.
Well, honestly, that'd
be kind of cool, but like Kauffman's kind of iconic.
Their downtown has gotten really cool.
Yeah.
Like
it's changing a lot.
Yeah, because like when I was there, you did not go downtown Kansas City. Like that was not. It was like you went there to go to a haunted house around Halloween, and then you left. So you didn't get like killed.
Now there's like all sorts of different
symphony.
Parts of it. Yeah, what's the I forget what it's called. There's like a warehouse district, and then there's like the Bottoms, and then,
yeah,
it's getting cool over there, guys. Like, don't sleep on Kansas City.
Don't sleep on Kansas City. Now, like, I'm going to go back there. Trust that. I'll never go back there.
I'll go there all the time to visit.
Yeah. I'll go visit and say hi to my friends, but otherwise I'm out.
Yeah. There's no way I'll be able to, like, bop around to, like, all these World Cup games. But if I could, like, pick two, I'd do, obviously, Dallas and Kansas City.
My favorite narrative was people were like, oh my gosh, you grew up in Kansas City. Like, would you ever go back? And I'm like, no. That's a no. For me, I did love my childhood, though.
It is meant for some people and not for others.
And I will go back and watch a game there. That would be fun.
Honestly, it is a good sports town. I won't lie.
Yeah, it is. The fans there are amazing. Look at my child being cute.
I mean, I know those Chiefs fans have gotten really annoying, but you know, other than that, like they're actually a good soccer town too.
They are a good soccer town. Yeah, they really are. So,
sleep on them.
Don't sleep on Kansas City. So, anyways, there's one last thing I wanted to address with you. Two last things. One thing, my dog looks really cute right now.
He's so cute.
I'm in this, like, while the world is trying to bid to get the World Cup, I'm trying to bid to get Megan to get another animal. So if you guys can do me a favor and tweet her and tell her that she needs another animal.
Someone donate to the I'm Poor Fund.
Yeah. I found a free dog for her. So if you guys want to donate, I'll try to GoFundMe for vet bills. For future vet bills.
Literally.
We need a sponsor.
Like my current dog, Abby, is going to the vet on Monday for her annual. And I'm just prepared to spend an arm and a leg.
So I should get you to say yes before Monday is what I just heard.
Probably.
We're going to be on the river on Saturday and I'm going to be like, all right, Meg,
I'm going to email her right now.
And she's like, do it. And I'm like, don't forget this. And we're like, we're not fully there. And I'm going to get a commitment. And I'm going to be like, a verbal commitment.
So if my parents are listening to this, you might need to intervene.
Jean and Julie, just let it happen. Anyways, the last thing I want to talk about, which is something funny that you sent me too, and I think I know the answer to this. But word on the street is there's a theory going around that the Cowboys might try and make a run for one Sean Payton, another city native
that
of
that will never die until he like goes to another team.
That will never die until he dies.
Pretty much.
Literally. And then they're going to be like, Sean Payton's going to be like a legend around Cowboys lore, even when he's dead and gone.
Yeah.
Straight up. So, you know, I don't think everyone is 100% sold on Mike McCarthy. And when I say everyone, I mean like the fan base and you, largely you.
Largely me.
And so thoughts on obtaining one Shawnee P with, hey child, stop biting your aunt.
I was trying to get
He's teething. Anyways, what are your thoughts on bringing Sean Payton to Dallas? Would you write a fat check?
You know Jerry would. Like, that's not even a question.
Literally, the fact that he turned down.
But I think he's still under contract even next year, like, with the Saints.
Yeah, they'd have to, like, you'd have to do it. You'd have to trade. But the Saints are like, you have to pay up if you want to have a conversation with us about
him. And Catboy probably doesn't want to do that, but Jerry would be. Jerry's like, I'm all in, baby.
Jerry's like, make it happen. He's like, hey, Sean. Sean, like, he's like, deal with me on this one. I'll write you the personal check. It's fine.
Yeah.
But apparently, Peter King said that he turned down a four-year, $25 million.
I was about to say $4 million
or like $30 million, whatever. Like it's like $25-$30 million a year for the Dolphins is reportedly what they offered him.
I was just talking about this. Like, why does everyone love to stick everyone at the Dolphins?
Dude,
like anytime someone's job is like up in the air and they're like really good, they're like, you should go to the Dolphins. Yeah. Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Like everyone wanted Tom Brady to go there. They're like the other week, people were like, Drew Brees should go there since he's not like doing color commentary anymore.
No, Drew Brees should go hang out at home.
Stop trying to make the Dolphins happen.
Yeah.
They're not gonna happen.
Do you guys remember that like meme where it was like, all right, I'm out. Like, Dolphins, like that. No, stop it.
Dan Marino couldn't win them a Super Bowl. Okay.
Literally.
What more do you want?
If Nick Saban came and be successful there, no one can.
I'm going to laugh when they like win their Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, right. We're like literally speaking this. We're manifesting this for them right now. Manifesting for Miami.
Yeah. Hashtag. I'm doing this for you. Okay.
You're welcome. I've never been to Miami. I hear it's great.
I love Miami.
Yeah.
To visit. But it's so, so much fun.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
Is it humid there though?
I mean, yeah.
I think Florida should just probably fall off into the ocean, if we're being totally frank.
Houston can do that too.
Correct. But,
no, I mean, Miami has it all, okay?
I was about to be like, it does. I've have no idea.
Their stadium's far from their downtown too, so.
Yeah, oh, really?
They feel us on that.
They're hosting F1 there too,
which is also, I think it's around the stadium.
So weird.
Yeah. I was like, if you're going to do it like on the water like that, like at least make a track on the water.
Don't fall into
go
the
like
ocean.
Full Monaco, you know?
That would be dope.
Like the people in those millionaires in Florida don't have the money for it. Like, come on.
Yeah. How much do you think it would take to get Sean? How much would you pay to get Sean Maiden? How about Sean Maiden? I can't even speak, you guys. I've had one drink during this podcast and I'm like, Sean Maiden, not a word.
$1 billion.
How much do you think Jerry would write?
I feel like Jerry would give him a cool Billy.
It would be cool if I let you answer the questions I asked you. You answer the one, the first one I asked you. He's really cool.
I mean, I could see him getting like a better contract than the Miami one from Jerry. It's not like he doesn't have it, but like, I don't know what that entails. Like, I really don't know how coaches like money counts against the cap. So like, I'm just talking out of my behind.
It doesn't.
Okay.
And so it like, that's the crazy thing.
That's the thing. If there wasn't a salary cap, you know that we'd be the best team every year because Jerry would just throw his money at it.
This is what I'm saying though. Like this is a ridiculous idea, but it could also be a perfect storm where Jerry's like, I realize I don't have infinity years left.
That's why he kept him around for another year. He was like, it'll all the better to fire you, my dear.
Correct. He's like, you guys had to get rid of my guy. And I brought in a football guy for you. That's not working. So now we're going to go back to playing my way. And now I'm having a little bit of some desperate energy. So I'm just going to just like really throw it all in there.
At least we didn't get Johnny Manziel.
T-God. I was talking to someone about A&M the other day. And I was like, who's an A&M like legend? And they were like, Rick Perry. I was like, no. and then I was like, Johnny Manziel would
you're
have
missing
been,
an obvious one.
Johnny Manziel?
Von Miller.
No, yeah, that's where we landed.
Okay. I was like,
that's where we landed.
Yeah.
But I was like,
he
Johnny
is
Manziel
a legend in
great.
College Station, but not outside of it, really.
Yeah. Johnny Manziel. Johnny Football. I was Johnny Football for Halloween one year.
I believe that. Yeah. I don't know what that entails, but I believe it.
It was the year that he got in trouble for the signing scandal. So like I obviously wore an A&M jersey and like did like the whole like eye black.
What
thing.
Is it with you and wearing like the opposing team's jersey?
Dude, I don't know.
And making it a Halloween costume.
I know.
DeMarco Murray.
And
like using cable.
The thing about them is like my costumes are only really conducive for like an Instagram post. Like when I'm out of the bar, people are like, oh, big Johnny Manziel fan. I'm like, no.
And they're like, go Birds. And you're like, what?
Yeah, like literally, it's like I like one time I thought I was being really smart, like hung a sign around my neck trying to like explain my costume. Like,
if you have to explain it,
it ain't it. Anyways, yeah. So I was like, I wore his jersey. And I put like dollar bills in like my little wristbands and whatnot. So like I was just really innovative that year. Everyone,
she can't wait to see what she comes up with next.
What was I last year? Oh yeah, I was Bill Belichick with the baby face mask.
again.
Like, I literally only do like sports Halloween costumes.
And they must be explained.
A lot of girls are like, what's the little, like the shortest dress I can get away with that, you know, it like looks like I'm trying not to try too hard. And I'm over here like, I'm going to be Bill Belichick.
I'm a mouse. Duh.
I'm a mouse. Duh. Okay, guys. Well, that was fun. Meg and I have dinner plans, so we're going to hang up now.
yes, because this is a phone call.
This is indeed a phone call. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We do appreciate you for tuning in. As always, it does mean a lot to us. We do gratefully, that's not a word. We do really appreciate your support. My dog is chewing the cable right now, so hopefully we don't cut out. But please rate, review, subscribe us. You can find us where we listen to your podcasts. Just look for Blogging the Boys on Apple, Spotify, iTunes, or Stitcher. I think I said that right. Probably. Also, come hang out with us on social media. I'm on Twitter at Kelsey_Charles. I'm also on Instagram at HeyKelseyCharles. And Megan is
at Meg Murray with 4 R's on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, you should definitely follow us both at the very least for my cute puppy pics.
Yeah, Murphy content.
And the dog that I'm about to get Meg to get. Her name's Mia. Sticking with the
soccer. She already named her. That's the problem.
I know. We have a name. That's how you got to do it, guys. If you're trying to figure out how to get someone committed emotionally to an animal, you got to name it. I'm not
if Pretty's listening to this, he's going to be like, you're going to name it after my daughter?
Yes, Pretty. We are.
Totally.
Anyways. Despite all of that and the fact that we're talking about animals a lot, there's one animal that we're not super fond of, though, and it's really important that we reiterate this day in and day out. Megan?
Cowboys forever, Eagles for never.
Birds are really just genuinely
not real. Yeah.
Bye, guys.